الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال الله جل وعلا: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال الله جل وعلا: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers, ulama, friends in Islam, all praises are due to Allah alone. My respected elders and friends, all praises are due to Allah alone, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ability to come here to listen to the talks of deen, to come here with a fikr. My brothers, what our elders tell us is that this is not bayan, this is a fikr. This work, my brothers, is a fikr. So long as we have fikr, my brothers, that is a good sign. And when fikr dies, my brothers, then there can be nothing more sad than this. That now, my brothers, fikr for iman, fikr for that which is the most important, that which is the absolutely most important thing, my brothers, has come out of a person's heart. So my brothers, one of our ustads used to say, on a daily basis, take out time to thank Allah. Firstly, my brothers, thank Allah for the ni'mat of iman. Then he used to say, thank Allah that Allah has created us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of our rizq upon himself. And thank Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sattari of our sins. So the wealth of iman, my brothers, do we understand what this is, the wealth of iman? We are here, my brothers, to make this one decision and to remind ourselves that iman is everything. The bounties of Allah upon us, my brothers, are descending in innumerable measures. A person can't even fathom. A person cannot even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah ta'ala says, if we have to dissect this ayah, Allah says that wa in ta'uddu ni'matallah la tuhsuha innal insana la zalumun kaffar. The ulama dissect this ayat. Wa in, even if you could, what does this mean? You'll never be able to do so. Ta'uddu, if you try to enumerate. Ta'uddu is jam. It comes to show, you know, the entire mankind, from ever before till Qiyamah, all of you, if you try, you attempt. Ni'mat Allah, just one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tuhsuha, you'll never be able to encapsulate it. You'll never be able to enumerate it, let alone develop the tawfiq to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty. And then Allah Ta'ala ends of the ayat by saying, Innal insana la zalumun kaffar. Insan is zalum. He is extremely oppressive. He is extremely ungrateful. So ni'mah upon ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll speak about the ni'mats of Allah. But first, my brothers, the ahmiyat and the greatness of iman, the wealth of iman. Iman is everything. Iman is everything. Iman is everything. This is what this work is. Mullah Ilyasab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, there's no name for this. This is tahrike iman. This is, my brothers, for the realization to come upon every person who has iman to understand and realize that he has to make the effort of iman. That he has to shake his iman. He has to make effort and haraka for his iman. And so long as a person is making that effort, my brothers, then, my brothers, that is a good sign. It is recorded, my brothers, regarding a famous tabi'i, Ibn Abi Mulaika. He says, 30 sahaba-i-kiram I met. Imagine sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu anhum. Those who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They read salah behind him. They went out on expedition with him. They experienced the revelation of the Quran al-Karim directly from him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet, my brothers, each one of them, he says, 30 I met, 30, not 1, 2, 5. 30 sahaba ikram. Kulluhum yakhshawna ala anfusihimun nifaq. Each one of them has this overwhelming fear that, what about my iman? Perhaps I'm not a true believer. What is nifaq? Nifaq is, my brothers, where a person, he wears the garb and the guise of one thing, but inside there's something else. Like how they were in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Perhaps I am from them. Perhaps I'm not genuine. Perhaps I don't have the desired level of iman. Thus we read the incident of Hanzala radiallahu an. Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has turned munafiq. Allahu Akbar. The ulama say, my brothers, this very same sahabi that when the call was made to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after my brothers just making nikah, he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gave his life. And he is known as Ghaseelul Malaika, that sahabi that he received his ghusl by the angels. What is he saying? Nafaqa Hanzala. I don't have the proper iman. My iman is not right. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to him, he said, no, sa'atan fa sa'atan. When you're in the gathering, yes. But when you leave, you'll be affected. And that's why it's imperative that from the gathering, you go out and you take the fikr and the harkat of iman and you take it everywhere. Every street, every individual, every ummati, every gali. And go and make tahriq of iman. So that people understand and realize what is iman. Allahu Akbar. The ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about a non-believer. He'll leave this world without iman. And then, my brothers, he will try to ransom his soul. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَيُّقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِفْتَدَى بِهِ. The equivalent of the entire world equal in gold. Can we imagine what this is, my brothers? A person can have one small ring. We know the value of it in gold. Even if a person could achieve that amount, a person will try to ransom his soul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chastisement. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَ. Multiply that by two. Multiply that by two. This person will try to save himself, but Allah Ta'ala says it will never be accepted. From this ayat, my brothers, we understand that the wealth of iman is more valuable than the entire world equal in gold. I used to always wonder that what does mil'ul ard mean? So I opened the tafsir kitabs. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, if the entire, all the mountains on the surface of the earth and all the oceans and everything on the surface of the earth has to be converted into gold, This kafir, non-believer, he will try to ransom himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghadab, Allah's chastisement. It'll never be accepted. There's a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. The man, my brothers, who had every ni'mat, every bounty, he had everything. Everything imaginable, unimaginable. You know, like in worldly terms, my brothers, they say the most accomplished person, the wealthiest person in South Africa, the wealthiest person in Africa, the wealthiest person in the world. If that person, my brothers, doesn't have iman and has to leave the world without iman, then my brothers, all his accomplishments of the world come down to absolute nil and null, absolute zero. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will have a zero, absolute zero bearing on his success. And the success of the dunya, my brothers, is of absolute no consequence by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is still on zero. So, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this person of here, he will be brought every boon and bounty. Imagine whatever, my brothers, a person desired. In the dunya, my brothers, we know that even there's limitations in terms of the desires of a person. How much can a person eat? The wealthiest person in the world, he likes to eat chops and steak and fish, how much can the man eat? So he had everything at the click of his finger. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say that this person will be brought and then he'll be given just a small taste of Allah Ta'ala's ghadab. And then it will be asked that, you know what, that did you ever experience anything good ever? And he will reply in the negative. And then another person will be brought. He had absolutely nothing. In terms of the world, my brothers, no status. Person was considered to be an outcast. Nobody wanted to look at him twice. But he had iman. He had a'mal. He had ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, many there'll be who will be very unassuming. Rubba ash'ath aghbar madfu'in bil abwab. Many they are disheveled appearance, dusty. You look at their clothes, dusty, patched, chased away from the doors of people. But in terms of their relationship with Allah, law aqsama 'ala Allah la abarra. Let them take a qasam in the name of Allah. Allah will fulfill that. Why? Because this was a wise man. When he read in the Quran that Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily the people of iman and the people of a'mal, they are the best of Allah's creation. Person understood, he realized what it is. So the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَدْ دُنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِشْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ. That the dunya compared to the akhirah is not even this much. That take your finger, immerse it into a small amount of water. Take your finger, immerse it into the ocean. The water on the tip of a person's finger, this is the similitude, my brothers, of the dunya. And the similitude of akhirat, my brothers, are the oceans. The ulama state, my brothers, this is just taqrib ilal faham. This is just for us to understand to some extent. Because in actual fact, something which is finite, you can't measure it against something which is infinite. Dunya versus akhirah. You can't. Akhirat, my brothers, is forever and ever. So my brothers, the wealth of iman. We came over here, my brothers, to remind ourselves that the wealth of iman is everything. And my brothers, Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that fikr was always there. The fikr for iman never ever died. Kayfa asbahta ya haritha? What is your condition, O haritha? Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. I am a believer in the true sense of the word. So the effort of iman, my brothers. Iman, my brothers, will be made when a person will speak about Allah. When we went Jamaat after studies, I remember Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab mentioned something. I always repeat this Ajib thing he mentioned. He said, on the day of Qiyamah, if we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has to open our chest. There must be nothing in our heart besides Allah. There is no place for the ghair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no place for the ghair of Allah in this heart. There must be only Allah. That's why, my brothers, our kalima is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. When we say La, my brothers, a person is negating everything. That's why, my brothers, the ulama state that when a person, if he doesn't say La ilaha, then there will never be illallah. If he doesn't negate and say that this and that and what I can see and from where it is happening and from where we're seeing effect and through politics and economics and numbers and money and mal and materialism and everything, a person is seeing, my brothers, that this is happening. For a person, if he doesn't say that La ilaha, that nothing can happen, my brothers, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, that heart, my brothers, is just receiving more and more incorrect yaqeen. Incorrect yaqeen, my brothers, is trickling down every day when, my brothers, we are taking effect from this. You know, our elders say that sometimes a person in the morning, what he does, a person now, he reads what the reporters write. And you know, we see this in the subcontinent. People are all sitting by the shops and people are discussing economics, politics, this, that. All this, my brothers, is an increase in a person's incorrect yaqeen. Moment for moment, my brothers, a person is speaking about the ghair of Allah. And the heart is taking effect. Therefore, my brothers, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah is the doer. Allah sustains. Allah nourishes. Allah provides. Allah protects. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does with means, without means. Allah is not dependent on anyone. The entire world, my brothers, that famous incident, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ibn Abbas, that remember the entire world put together, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ. The entire world put together, if they want to effect some harm, they cannot do it except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the entire world, the entire mankind put together wants to effect some harm, they cannot effect any harm except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. If Allah wants to give, Allah will give. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to deprive, Allah will deprive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dua, sometimes after ruku he used to read this dua, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ مِلْأَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْأَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْأَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمِلْأَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدُ أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت. Nobody can stop if Allah wants to give. ولا معطي لما منعت. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to withhold, then nobody can give. Because it's all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's favors are upon us. Understand and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We'll show them our ayat and our signs on the horizon. If insan will look far, he'll see Allah. And let him look within himself, he'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one bounty, my brothers, the ni'mat of the sky, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran. اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Who raised the sky? In Suratul Mulk, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read every day after Isha, that فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ. Look at the sky. You seeing any cleavages, any breakages in the sky? ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. Look again, look properly. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Your gaze will come back to you. You'll never find any flaw in the creation of Allah. This is just one creation, my brothers. The ni'mat of water. At one point, my brothers, when we were experiencing drought, Mufti Desai Sahab, he was having a program. So he said, tonight I'm going to be speaking about what? The ni'mat of water. So he said, I opened up the Quran Kareem. Just like that, more than 50 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the ni'mat of water and rain. Allah ta'ala speaks about the formation, my brothers, of the clouds. Alam tara anna allaha yuzji sahaban, thumma yu'allifu bayna, thumma yaj'aluhu rukaman. Alam tara anna allaha yuzji sahaban, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves those massive clouds. Thumma yu'allifu bayna, Allah ta'ala brings them together. Then we see them yaj'aluhu rukaman, we see them stacked one atop the other. Allah says in the closing verse of Suratul Mulk, Allah ta'ala made the provision for your water. If Allah has to cause all that water, my brothers, to seep down into the ground, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينَ, where are you going to get fresh, tasty water? That's why Rasulullah ﷺ taught us this dua, that after he used to drink, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي سَقَانِي عَذْبًا فُرَاتًا, Allah ta'ala gave us this tasty, palatable, sweet water. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِلْحًا أُجَاجًا, it's not sour and bitter because of our sins. Allahu Akbar. So سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, look within yourself. This, the heart, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us from the day we are born, in fact from before we are born also, the heart is working. Pumping, I don't know how many times a minute. Working, working, working. For all the time that we were sitting here, the heart is working. From the time we were born and even before that, the heart was working. And I always say, my brothers, even when we're sinning also, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat is still working. The heart is working and working and working. This is just one thing. How often, my brothers, we see, we meet people, person say, hey, just a slight hairline fracture on my ankle, you won't believe it, I can't sleep, Maulana. I met one person, he told me, Maulana, did you know that when you sleep, to turn from side to side on the bed, you use your ankle? I said, no, I never realized that. He said, I fractured my ankle. You don't know how much taklif I am in. My brothers, you know, one alim used to say, he says, start from the top, start from your head, or start from the bottom, and thank Allah for each bounty, for each limb, for each organ. Thank Allah for the eyes, for the head, for the brains, for the ears, for the tongue, for the nose, for each bounty, for the shoulder. Only, my brothers, when a person, you know, when a person is tested somehow, my brothers, then a person realizes that, look, now I am in so much of difficulty, I can't move. One person, he had an issue with his leg, he had to change his vehicle. Now he can't drive manually, he had to get an automatic vehicle. Allah's ni'mats are upon us, my brothers, every single moment. We can never thank Allah enough. And my brothers, in our effort, my brothers, this is an effort of what? Of a'mal. The effort of nubuwwat is all about a'mal. If we have to study the entire Quran and Sunnah, my brothers, we'll realize one thing. That see, the dunya gives us one invitation. That obtain wealth. That's why they call it the richest man, the wealthiest man, or person who earns so much, who owns so much and so on. Because why? The yaqeen that you know what that maal does. And my brothers, the effort of nubuwwat, and what comes clear in the Quran and the Sunnah is what? Allah wants a'mal. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, the people of iman and a'mal, they are the best of Allah's creation. And when it comes to materialism, asbab and means, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, lahu, la'ib, tafakhur, takathur. It's all play, amusement, revelry. That which you're going to leave behind. That's why once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba Ikram, is there any person who loves the wealth of his inheritors more than his own wealth? أَيُّكُمْ مَالُ وَارِثِهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. So Sahaba Ikram said, مَا مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَمَالُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. Obviously, a person is going to love his own wealth more than the wealth of than his inheritors. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَإِنَّ مَالَهُ مَا قَدَّمْ فَإِنَّ مَالَهُ مَا قَدَّمْ. A person as he stands now, only that wealth which he has already pushed forward for his akhirat is his. That which is in storage, wherever it may be, is not yours. فَإِنَّ مَالَهُ مَا قَدَّمْ وَمَالَ وَارِثِهِ مَا أَخَّرْ. And that which is still here, there and wherever, that is actually the wealth of your inheritors. You know, in poetry form, it's said very nicely. One person speaks about the materialistic world. He says that إِنَّ الدَّرَاهِمْ فِي الْمَوَاطِنِ كُلِّهَا. Wherever you go in the world, it's dinar, dirham, rand, euro, dollar, and whatever be it. إِنَّ الدَّرَاهِمْ فِي الْمَوَاطِنِ كُلِّهَا تَكْسُرْ رِجَالَ مَهَابَةً وَجَلَالَ. The more you got, the more izzat you got. Sometimes my brothers, you know, a person says that, hey, when I had nothing, you know, people never used to know me. Now when I got something now, you know, everybody wants to know me. So actually you say, you know, they're not making salam to me, they're making salam to my money. So this poet says, إِنَّ الدَّرَاهِمَ فِي الْمَوَاطِنِ كُلِّهَا تَكْسُرْ رِجَالَ مَهَابَةً وَجَلَالَ هِيَ اللِّسَانُ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ فَصَاحَ وَهِيَ السِّلَاحُ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ قِتَالَ. Anyway, to continue further, he says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ. The poor man walks, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّ. The whole world has turned against him. What is his crime? He doesn't have a lot of money. يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّ وَالنَّاسُ تَغْلُقُ دُونَهُ أَبْوَابَهَا. People shut their doors in his face. وَيَرَاهُ مَبْغُوضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ. People dislike him. What's his crime? He worked, he tried, but Allah Ta'ala wrote that much for him. وَالنَّاسُ تَغْلُقُ دُونَهُ أَبْوَابَهَا. Then he says that, so much so, this world is so affected by materialism and means, that even the dogs are affected. So sometimes, when the dog sees a wealthy man, then the dog, it starts wagging its tail. وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا عَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. When the poor man walks past, the thing starts growling, and it starts showing its teeth. What's the man's crime? He doesn't have money. The effect of what? Of mal and materialism in this world. So nubuwat, my brothers, the entire effort of nubuwat is all on a'mal. Therefore, my brothers, we find in the Quran, in the sunnah, for a small action, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the footstep in the path of Allah, the single cent spent in the path of Allah. In Surah At-Tawbah, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ ظَمَى. Thirst a person will experience in the path of Allah. وَلَا نَصَبْ. Some fatigue. Person is sitting here, he worked the entire day, he's tired. وَلَا مَخْمَصَ. Some kind of hunger. Person has the adat, he eats after Maghrib. Today he eat after Isha. That's a sacrifice. You're going to receive reward for that. وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مَوْطِئًا يَغِيذُ الْكُفَّارِ وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ. For everything, my brothers, a person will be rewarded. On one occasion, just for us to understand, my brothers, the value of amal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali radiallahu anhu comes to him. So anyway, Ali radiallahu anhu has some need. So he tells Ali radiallahu anhu that, look, I've got by me some goats, 5,000 to be precise. 5,000 goats. Even my brothers, at that time also, if you have to take that, the value is astronomical, 5,000 goats. I can give you this. Or the other option is I'll give you 5 kalimat. I'll give you 5 statements, 5 ordinances from me. 5 kalimat of nubuwat. Ali radiallahu anhu says, no, nothing to think about. Nothing to think about, I'll take the 5 kalimat of nubuwat. Mal versus amal. Nabi Sassam told him, read this dua, O Ali. Allahumma khfirli dhambi. O Allah, forgive me for my sins. وَوَسِّعْ لِي خُلُقِي. Grant me an excellent character. وَطَيِّبْ لِي كَسْبِي. Let my earnings be pure. وَقَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Grant me qana'at and contentment in that which you have provided for me. وَلَا تُذْهِبْ قَلْبِي إِلَى شَيْءٍ صَرَفْتَهُ عَنِّي. Let my heart not end up in a place where you don't want it to be. This is mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. Another occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba Ikram, do any of you have the ability to carry out an action which is equal to Mount Uhud? Allahu Akbar. Just think about it. We've been to Madinah Munawwara. We've seen this mountain. Jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu. This is a mountain. It loves us. We love it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. What a massive mountain. Imagine, my brothers, the equivalent of that mountain being in a person's scale of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. So Sahaba Ikram said, O Prophet of Allah, who has the ability to carry out, you know, such an action? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Subhanallah, a'azamu min Uhud. Alhamdulillah, a'azamu min Uhud. Allahu Akbar, a'azamu min Uhud. Just say Subhanallah. It is greater and more powerful than Uhud. Alhamdulillah, more powerful. Allahu Akbar, more powerful than Uhud. The effort of Iman, the effort of A'mal, the effort of Nubuwat. When a person, my brothers, engages in A'mal, then my brothers, a person has taken Allah Ta'ala's help. That's why, my brothers, that asbab, means, materialism, it is so abominable. That a person amasses and amasses and amasses at the expense of these amal. And then when a person is in a situation now, my brothers, because he has got so much, his mind doesn't even go towards Allah. That's why, my brothers, by and large, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and Sahaba ikiram, they live lives of poverty. Mawla Ihsan sahab bin Raywin. They live lives of poverty. Allah Ta'ala kept them, my brothers. Allah gave them very little of the dunya. Because why? When there's less of the dunya, then the heart is focused on Allah. And when there's kathratul asbab, abundance, lot of materialism, then we forget Allah. That's why Allah is saying that, if I have to open it up to you, you'll turn against me. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. So Allah is saying, I won't give you too much. Too much is not good for you. The lesser, the better. Now, my brothers, when a person is employing means in his life, Allah's help is there. And then now, my brothers, the first benefit is that Allah will take, my brothers, the responsibility of the risk of that person. And the second thing, the second benefit is Allah will always put itminan and peace of heart for this person. Why? Because this person has decided that he's going to live his life in the obedience of Allah. And my brothers, contrary to this, you have a person, he's got all the asbab, all the means. He's living a high life. But there's no amal, no salah, no tawajjuh on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no dhikrullah, no Qur'an, no masjid. Wallah, my brothers, that can never be a blessing. That can never be a blessing. Person is living his life away from Allah. Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, innama hiya a'malukum. The sum total of your life comes down to just one thing, action and deed. Uhsiha lakum, that I am keeping a meticulous record. Thumma uwaffikum iyaha, and then there is going to be, my brothers, a recompense for this. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. If you availed of the good opportunities in this life, if you fill your account up, my brothers, with good deeds, praise Allah. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. But if you lagged, فَلَا تَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. You'll reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll have nothing, like an empty bank account. لَا تَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. Every time, my brothers, We go forward to carry out an action, we are doing two things. Number one, my brothers, is that we are strengthening our relationship with Allah. And the second thing, my brothers, we are doing is that we are expanding the size of our Jannah. Jannah is as large as you choose it to be. Some people will have a small Jannah, some will have a medium Jannah, and some will have, my brothers, a very large Jannah. Then my brothers, Allahu Akbar, time is going. Salah, the effort of Salah. Our elders say, my brothers, three efforts we have to make on our Salah. First is, my brothers, the outward aspect of our Salah. Then, my brothers, the inner aspect of our Salah. And the third effort, my brothers, which is absolutely important, and we have to keep our tawajjuh on this all the time, is that, my brothers, we solve the problems of our life through Salah. Yaqeen on Salah. Salah, some ulama mentioned, my brothers, that this, the derivative of this word, Salah, is from Sila, which means to connect with Allah. Now when a person engages in Salah, now, my brothers, a person is connected upstairs. An increase in your Salah. My brothers, Salah is such a vast discussion. Actually, my brothers, you know, sometimes we only understand it to be the Fard Salah. Salah, my brothers, is from the time we start leaving our home. And wudu, my brothers, is a very, very great ibadah. Remember that when we are performing wudu, we are engaged in a very, very great ibadah. Be conscious of this. In one narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he showed Sahaba-i-Kiram wudu. So, the first time he performed wudu, he washed all the limbs one time. Then he said that, this wudu is a wudu without which your ibadah will not be accepted. Then the second time he showed them, he washed all the limbs twice. He said, this is a wudu which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person a multiple reward. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi washed all the limbs three times as we do it the masnoon way. And then he said, hadha wudu'i wa wudu'ul anbiya'i min qabli. This is my wudu and the wudu of all the anbiya before. When we are engaging in wudu, it is a great ibadah. Leave our chit-chat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, had I not feared difficulty over my ummah, I would have encouraged them that they should do miswak for every salah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my brothers, at the end of the day, before he used to retire to bed, his miswak used to be right here at his headside. And the first thing, my brothers, was miswak. So this is all, my brothers, the effort towards salah. Salah in the masjid with jama'ah. Allahu Akbar. For males, my brothers, this is something which is absolutely imperative. Quran is saying that, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Narration mentions that إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلُ, you see a person all the time he is moving, يَتَعَاهَدُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. We can give a person the certificate of Iman. This person is a true believer. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu, very famous sahabi. He came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that, O Prophet of Allah, I'm blind. It's difficult for me to reach the masjid. There's trees, there's holes, and so on, you know, in me reaching the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Atasma'un nida ya Abdullah? Can you hear the adhan? Can you hear the adhan where you are? Then come and make yourself present. Come all the way to the masjid. Make that sacrifice. A person, my brothers, who has this in his heart, the heart is calling out adhan, my brothers, wallah, this is a very, very strong sign of Iman. Half the way to Jannah, my brothers, is in a person reading his five daily salah. And half of that, my brothers, is in Fajr salah. Be strong and firm, my brothers, on our Fajr salah. So the effort, my brothers, the effort of salah. Every day, my brothers, till the day we die, my brothers, is an opportunity for us to make effort on our salah. Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu said, مَا دُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتٍ فَأَنْتَ تَقْرَأُ بَابَ الْمَلِكِ. As long as you are engaged in salah, you are knocking the door of the most powerful sovereign. وَمَنْ يَقْرَأُ الْبَابِ يَفْتَحُ لَهُ. Continue knocking. Every time you read two rakats, we are knocking the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْرَأُ بَابَ الْمَلِكِ يَفْتَحُ لَهُ. Knock the door of Allah, Allah will open the door sooner or later. Whatever the need may be, my brothers, this is the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba. Everything, my brothers, resort to salah. My brothers, we have the fard salah. Then there's a hadith which is known as Hadithul Muthabara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that a person who is constant on 12 rakats every day, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah will construct for a person a palace in Jannah. Every day, my brothers, this palace is there. 2 of Fajr, 4 and 2 Zuhr time, 2 Maghrib and 2 Isha, 12 rakats. Simple as that. That which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam constantly practiced upon. Every day, my brothers, build for yourself a palace in Jannah. I always tell people, you know, possible a person may never afford a house, you know, in his lifetime. But every day, through 12 rakats, mashallah, secure for yourself one palace in Jannah. Salah, my brothers. Everything is salah. Keep on turning to Allah through salah. And my brothers, salah is, yes, the most important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to have the fikr for the entire deen coming alive in the entire mankind right till the day of Qiyamah. See, my brothers, fikr is such a thing. One of our buzrugs recently came here, Mullah Sajjad Nomani. From the same place, he mentioned this one point with regards to fikr. He said, see, fikr is such a thing that it's an unlimited thing. A person can have fikr for the entire mankind. We are sitting here, my brothers. We have the fikr for the continents of the world. That, Ya Allah, you grant hidayat to the entire Africa, the length and breadth. Europe, Asia, America, Australia. Every young person, every old person, every male, every female must get hidayat and go to Jannah. This was the fikr in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the Shama'il, it's mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mutawasil al-ahzan. All the time he was constantly in grief. Da'im al-fikra, his mind was constantly engaged in fikr. And laysat lahu raha. Imagine this. 3 statements, mutawasil al-ahzan, all the time in concern and fikr. That way is mankind heading where? Da'im al-fikra. So that a person now employs strategy. That how every person can get hidayat. My brothers, nowadays, as we said, because of the narrative, everything has become materialism. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a human being, he said, this person here, I'm going to take him to Jannah. That was the target. This person here, I'm going to take him to Jannah. That's why, my brothers, even those who were the worst of enemies, those who hurt him, those who injured him, how did Umar radiallahu anhu get hidayat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for the hidayat. He made dua for who? Abu Jahl and Umar. Where was Umar? Same person, sword in hand. What mission was he going on? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua, let Umar come. Even if Abu Jahl also had to come. So Umar came. Abu Sufyan, my brothers, he was the one, my brothers, who engineered all the expeditions against the Muslimin. Badr, Uhud and so on. He was responsible. How much of loss, how much of casualties on the side of the Muslimin? The uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of hurt, how much of pain he felt in his heart. But he also, Washi, let him come. And after he came into deen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sit at the back. Because why? When you're in front here, I think about my uncle. I think about Hamza. But the greater fikr, my brothers, was for the hidayat of mankind. Every single person, my brothers, must go to Jannah. Nobody must be spared. See, my brothers, one is fikr. In one area in Joburg, some of the zimedars, they sat down and they said, you know what, our fajr crowd is going down. So after Isha, they sat down, they engaged in mashwara. And by the time they finished the mashwara, it was late. There was no time, you know, for any execution of tasks. It was already late. The next morning, distinctly they say that the fajr crowd increased. Power of fikr. Why? Fikr is there. So my brothers, this work is to learn fikr. Fikr for mankind. Fikr that how are we going to take everybody to Jannah? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحرص أن يهتدي الناس كلهم. Every single person must go to Jannah. Nobody must be left. Nobody must be spared. And when a person, my brothers, came into deen, oh, there was nothing. It was jubilance. It was a celebration. MashaAllah, this person came into deen. And anybody who slipped away, my brothers, there was pain. There was pain. One more person has slipped away. So this, my brothers, the effort of nubuwwat is what? It's about what? Making effort on man. Insan, my brother, sees the importance of making effort on what? On materialism. People, my brothers, have become now so refined. You know, people do this every day. A person is a builder. Sitting over here, he'll be looking at this, he'll be thinking about building. So much so, ulama say, sometimes a person is in the graveyard, he sells fabric, he's putting somebody in the qabar, but he's thinking about the price of fabric. Effort of nubuwwat is the effort on man. In every single area, how, my brothers, can 100% Allah Ta'ala's deen come alive? Mullah Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, he set the bar there. He said that the entire deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come alive on that level when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world. Jami'u ma ja'a bihi an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that level of deen when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world after making effort, my brothers, what was the level of the ummah? That has to be the bar. Now, my brothers, in every single masjid, every single area, we have to see that how Allah Ta'ala's deen can come alive 100% in the life of every single person. Allah Ta'ala's command, Allah's hukam has to be paramount. Sunnat has to be paramount. The highest level of importance has to be given to that. And we have to have this fikr that how we're going to meet every person, how we're going to take them in the path of Allah, and how Allah Ta'ala's deen can come alive 100% in the life of every single person, my brothers, till the day of Qiyamah. See, we went to Zambia in Jamaat. In the 60s it was. The people, they migrated. They left other parts of the world. They came over there for the purpose of dunya. Then from the government side, there was some reforms in the laws. And they said that, you know what, that those people who are foreigners, they won't be allowed to trade. So anyway, the people were worried. Some left and so on. So they wrote a letter to Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan. He told them, first thing, change your intention while you're there. That you're there for deen, not for dunya. And the second thing, send as many jamaats out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within just a few weeks, my brothers, that thing changed, the law changed again. Why? Change of niyat. We are here for deen. We're not here for dunya. Allah says, Alladheena immakkannahum fil ard aqamu as-salaa wa aatu az-zakaa wa amaru bil ma'ruf wa nahaw 'anil munkar. Wherever a person may be and wherever he may come from, if Allah Ta'ala grants a person a station on the earth, then what is the mission? Iqamatu as-salaa, eeta'u az-zakaa, amaru bil ma'ruf wa nahyu 'anil munkar. To establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mission. Not rands, dollars, shop. Haji Sahib used to say in Raiwin that we're living our life with this title, with this mentality, we have demeaned ourselves. Yes, that can be, that is there on the back burner. But I am a ummati, and because of me being the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got a responsibility, I've got a task. My job is the job of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhni. My job is to be a da'i towards Allah, to invite the entire mankind to Allah. So my respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. For this, my brothers, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the results, has produced the goods. This, my brothers, has to continue. So long as, my brothers, we having work takes place in the field, then the produce will be on the shelves. If the field work stops, my brothers, then the produce will stop. The jamaats are going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the door-to-door effort, the footsteps of nubuwat is taking place from person to person, then my brothers, the masjids will get full. We'll get more masjids. The environment will become Islamic. Women will go into hijab. And people will become religious and people will start fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we stop, my brothers, then the process, the entire process will stop. So 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First tashkil, my brothers. Who makes niyat, inshallah, to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 4 months. 4 months, inshallah, to go and learn the work from our elders, IPB, inshallah. And 4 months, pedal jamaat, inshallah. 4 months, IPB, inshallah. Those of us who haven't been, inshallah, 4 months, IPB, inshallah. First tashkil.
Shabir bhai, from Swaziland. See, who else? Come on, come on, come this side. Abdul Qadir from? Muhammad Asmal. Brothers can give the intention and the date also, the date inshallah. Let him write the name, inshallah. From where? Stelmo, mashallah. Phoenix, mashallah. Allah accept. Abdul Wahab bhai. From town. Abhishek, what's the name again? Hassanain. Hassan. Ibrahim. From which masjid? Spencer Road, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Abdul Rahman. This side. There's. What's the name? Mona Jalil? See. Mona Umar Barshi.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Mona Ghulam Hussain, 4 months.
Inshallah.
Yeah, Pakistan, inshallah. Who else? Those who haven't been, those who went more than 3 years ago, make intention. See. Who else?
MashaAllah. Just a niyat, my brothers. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali. The niyat is more powerful than the amal. Make niyat, inshallah, Allah's help comes. Make niyat, we start turning to Allah, and then Allah will accept us. Allah will give us the strength.
Abbas Muhammad Jedward.
Think like this, so many people went in the path of Allah, they came back. They went, they came back. Maybe somebody came and made our tashkil in 1980. How many times he went in the path of Allah and came back? I can also try, inshallah.
Mona Ahmad Rida, mashallah. What's the name?
Usama Kadwa.
Usama Kadwa from?
Mashallah, Sherwood.
Sherwood, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Shubair, inshallah. By Saji from your bank, mashallah.
Mashallah. Ways.
Ways and
Ways Yaqub. Lukman Desai.
Lukman Desai from Sherwood.
Stenga.
Stenga, mashallah. Allah accept.
Che. MashaAllah. Hussein Ghori.
Hussein Ghori. What's that one, sir?
What's the other brother's name? Uzair Hafiji.
Muhammad Musa. Just came back from Kenya. With you, isn't it? No. No. Oh, Musa. Inshallah. 4 months pedal, my dear brothers. Jamaat is starting 1st of February. You get the opportunity to give the azan in those places where the azan was not given. You get the opportunity to make salah on that ground where nobody made salah before. After that, the time is close. This deen is going to spread into every baked and unbaked home, every shack, every tent. And those that walk these places and go give the first one to give adhan, first one to make salah. When that place, when the musalla will come, then the masjid will come, then the hijj class, then the darul ulum. And we'll be gone in our grave. We don't know what will be our condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his accounting system is perfect. Every action of that village is going to come into our account. We went now to a place on our way to Cape Town. We stopped in a small town. So there's a small masjid there. 5 minutes walk away from the masjid. There's 4 brothers in the shop. They say two go for Jumu'ah this Friday. Other 2 stay in the shop. 2 go the next Friday. And the other, those that went, they stay in the shop. And who's going to meet them? These remote places. The remote places. If you come, who's the 4 months pedal? Who makes it? 1st of February, Jamaat is starting. Who's in that Jamaat? Come, make niyat, inshallah. Ismail Sheikh, 4 months pedal, 1st of February.
Mashallah.
Who else?
Mashallah.
All the leaves, all the stones. There will be a witness on the day of Qiyamah, those who give the adhan. Every place, but those places, no one gave adhan before. There's an opportunity for us. Every step, 700 sins are forgiven, 700 virtues written in the account, and the stages raised in Jannah is 700. Come, my dear brothers. 4 months pedal, who makes niyat? This Jamaat. Those brothers who have spent 4 months before. This is a very, very high, what do you say, this is an expensive, the reward is great. So for those who spent 4 months before, but this is like a special, what you say, you need a special force, a special task team. Those have already spent 4 months, this is for them. Those that paid the price before, well, now this opportunity is for them to walk in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Hakim, mashallah. Allah accept. Who else? Maulana. Asiullah Mia, mashallah. Just came back from Mastura. Who else? Come, my dear brothers. From that translation group there, one name, inshallah. Meet people who haven't been met before. Maulana Ubaidullah Padia. Wrote his name, 4 months pedal, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Hafiz Tamim, mashallah. 4 months pedal.
Inshallah.
YPB, you have YPB yet. Inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Come, my dear brother. This pedal Jamaat has to be at first. We don't want, need to make this, yeah?
4 months cash.
4 months cash starting tonight. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. We don't want the Jamaat to wait here. The whole Medan is waiting. Now, if we make the Jamaat complete, the Jamaat is on the way. Then we get reward also. They're walking, they're talking, sleeping under the sky. Come, my dear brothers. The quicker this Jamaat moves, the better for us. The halats and the conditions in our country will improve. Our dunya will improve, our akhirat will improve. So I need this Jamaat to move also. For the sake of my dunya and my akhirat. Who makes niyat? To be in this Jamaat, or if not, to prepare someone from our masjid to go in this Jamaat. Someone that has spent 4 months before. There are many of us, we haven't taken this opportunity. Then one brother is sitting here. He said he went 4 months pedal. He's not young. But he said before we take him off the list of tablighi, he's ready to do the 4 months pedal. So he went in 2019. He's sitting in the majma. May Allah accept, inshallah. See. Spingo Hills, 3 brothers for the same Jamaat. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear brother. The Jamaat, we don't want the Jamaat to come here, then they're running around. Jamaat comes, they must, one day hidayah, 2 days hidayah, talk, take their stuff and move. But time goes. The daytime, the time the Jamaats, they sit here, That time is for the Medan. That's another 10, 15 people could have been met for the day. Before that yaqeen can enter the hearts of people, first that your talk of yaqeen has to reach the ears of the people. So the Jamaat starts and they must move. Yeah, but all of us are responsible for this. Not just the Jamaat. Every one of us is responsible. Who else make near to be in the Jamaat, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. How many so far? You got Dr. Ashraf's name, Imran Basa's name, Mawlana Luqman Hansa's name. Inshallah. How many so far? Seven so far. We need three, a minimum three more. Come, my dear brothers. What's the date? When is the first? On Saturday, next Saturday. Friday is the first. So next Friday, there's 1 week we've got left. Come, my dear brothers. Huh? Or first is Saturday. Come, my dear brothers. We need three more brothers. Who says that they make fikr in the area, in the halqa? Huh? The whole spring of halqa for more than three. Inshallah. Allah accept. Who else? Take the message home. The Jamaat has to move. And the Jamaat is walking. The anger of Allah will cool. Think of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that from Egypt, that when he walked to Madian. Think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, that from Makkah when he walked to Taif. It's a very good. Dawood bhai, inshallah. Allah accept. Like one Allah gave all the tarheeb about salah. We make the niyat now, and then link ourselves with Allah. This is the opportunity. Then we draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come, this Jamaat has to go, my dear brothers. Think of the masajid in our area. All the pedals must come back. What the masajid that we have in our country were built for those that were born here. Those that have come recently, Allah has brought them from outside. They are far more than those whose forefathers came 100 or 200 years ago. So the masajid that we have is not sufficient for the Jummah, for every person. So where are the people? Where are the people, my dear brothers? And these Jamaats that go, alhamdulillah, salah starts in those places, in those areas. Come, we need three, we need a few more brothers. Other areas, from Phoenix, from Chatsworth, from the city halka, from the Sherwood halka. Each one, we may need to give one brother, the Jamaat will be complete next week. Eh? Who? From Northern Natal also, from Peter Marisburg. Gee, from Northern Natal, can you give us one brother? See? Where's Hafiz Zahir? Is he here? One brother. Inshallah. One. Together, make fikr. Who else? All those that made near for 4 months, inshallah. If they can send those for IPB, they go right to the door. We'll sit with them. Huh? And those for pedal. Dr. Ashraf is not here. Those stand up, inshallah. Every step that we take, Allah Ta'ala comes. We take one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala takes 10 steps towards us. Those who gave their name for 4 months, stand up, inshallah. And those who are here, come forward. Close the gaps so the shayateen don't come in between. Those who gave their name, Muhammad Asmal will sit with the pedal. That is made yet for pedal. By Ziyad will sit with the IPB, inshallah. Come, stand up, inshallah. All those gave their name, Dawood bhai. This is the stepping stone to get accepted. For Allah to take away the difficulties, the challenges, the problems. Inshallah. All those who give in, just go there, inshallah. Write our name down, our phone number, put the date. Allah will open the way. We can't go on our own. Other brothers, come forward. Close the gaps. Close the gaps, inshallah. Come forward. Close the gaps.
Inshallah.
40 days now, but for 40 days, inshallah. How many Jamaats came out so in December? How many Jamaats came out? 96.
Mashallah.
So now, inshallah, let us keep it. Let us not now take it easy. Some more Jamaats to go out in the path. Those that came back, prepare others. Who makes niyat for 40 days? Those that want to come out in Ramadan, it's not far. The 20th of, or 18th, 15th of Shaban, 18th of Shaban to be back for Eid. That is in few weeks time. 3 weeks time. About 3 weeks. About 3 weeks left. One Jamaat from Springo Hills. 15th of Shaban, inshallah. Who else? Which other masajid make niyat? Jamaat for Shaban. To come back home to Eid. The Eid of Fitr and the Eid of coming home. Come, my dear brothers. 15th of Shaban. Which other masjid makes intention? Which are the areas? Where is the... Where is the Darul Uloom students? Molana, Ghulam Hussain, from Spring, how many Jamaats? Yeah, 6 Jamaats from Tani Mudin. That's including Spring Beach or not? That's just Tani Mudin. Inshallah, 6 Jamaats. Who else, inshallah? Which are the areas? Come. Who else make niyat? Huh? Amelia. 2 Jamaats, mashallah. 2 Jamaats from Madrasa Hamidiyah. Which are the areas? From the city, from Sherwood. See. Which are the areas? From Phoenix, no Jamaat for Ramadan? Mashallah. From City Halka, where's our satis? Make me at one Jamaat from City Halka, from each Halka one Jamaat, inshallah.
Important, my brothers, that Jamaats move around in the month of Ramadan. Like how Salah is Fard, fasting is Fard. So the Jamaats move around in the areas and, you know, remind people about the importance of this hukam. It's needed also. And you know, as Ziyad always says, that the best place to be is in Jamaat in the month of Ramadan. At home, in normal routine, we have to cut time to do some ibadat. In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can make fikr for hidayat of mankind. And also there's plenty of time for us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan is beautiful in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the brothers can sit in the halkas and the stakas of pedal jamaats for Ramadan. And let us make some fikr, see who we can prepare. So that the areas where there isn't an environment. You know? Now we in the city, we see the environment. Itikaf, so many people. Now they're limiting because so many brothers. But we remember a time when only one person used to sit. And sometimes the person used to be paid. I can remember now. When we were staying in town, the masjid, someone was paid to sit for itikaf. Now if you tell the young brothers who live in this area, it's hard to imagine. But how did it come? Now there are many areas where they are still there, that there's no environment. We will go and create the environment. And Allah will give us the reward for that, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdulillah.